The first Czech soldier has died in action in what the United States calls the War on Terror. He was the victim of a suicide bomber in southern Afghanistan on Monday. Two other Czech soldiers were injured, one of them seriously. Ian Willoughby has more on the circumstances of the attack and gets the reaction of the Czech Defence Ministry.
The Czech soldiers, military policemen, were among 35 Czech members of a special operations group serving in the relatively dangerous Helmand province in the south of Afghanistan. On Monday, they were helping protect Danish forces carrying out civil military operations in the village of Girisk when, only 150 metres from their base, they became the victims of a Taliban suicide bomber. Alongside the Czech officer who died, two were injured, one of them seriously. He is currently being treated at a US military hospital in Kandahar. Three Danish soldiers and an Afghan interpreter were also killed in the attack. The Czech who died on Monday has not been named, but he's reported to have been 35 years old and married with a child. He's the first Czech soldier killed in action as part of what the US calls the War on Terror. Andrej Čirtek is a spokesman for the Czech Ministry of Defence. I asked him if Czech troops were sufficiently protected from risk in Afghanistan.
They are trained in best possible way. They are protected as much as possible. The problem and the reason of the success of a suicide bomber in this case is that it was a mission on foot. Czech soldiers had to accompany their Danish colleagues who were responsible for CIMIC operations. CIMIC means civil military cooperation. During such operation, CIMIC soldiers visit hospitals, markets, and offices of Afghan government, and such mission must be accomplished by physical movement outside of armored vehicle. And of course that it's very risky, but there is nothing you can do about it. This must be done. There is always danger like this. There are many other armies in ISAF operation which suffered worse attacks than we suffered so far. And I can say that it was just matter of time and matter of chance when something so tragic can happen also to Czech army.
This is the first killing of a Czech soldier in combat, so to speak, in Afghanistan. Do you think that could change public opinion towards that mission?
In modern societies like our society, the most valuable asset is human life. And this is the difference between us and terrorists, because for them human life is absolutely worthless. This attack happened in a urban area without any care for the risk for civilians. And what we must explain to our public is that such victims are necessary in order to avoid those threats to get closer to our borders or even to our homes.
Andrej Čirtek of the Czech Defence Ministry. The remains of the soldier killed in that suicide bombing in Afghanistan will be returned to the Czech Republic this coming Friday.